This is Ozarks at Large. With retail sales again on the decline in February, according to numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau, one sure way to boost revenue is by giving out free money. At least that's what Downtown Bentonville Incorporated is betting on with its latest Shop the Block event. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth tells us more.
Almost 1 year ago, businesses across the region shut their doors or limited service because of COVID-19. And many of those retailers are still feeling the economic impact of the pandemic. So this past weekend, nonprofit Downtown Bentonville Incorporated came up with a way to push some cash flow into downtown businesses using free money.
So we came up with this idea of Shop the Block, and essentially it gives free money, and when I say free, it's donated by sponsors, to members of the community. Those community members can come to our downtown, collect our downtown dollars, and spend them at participating businesses and restaurants in our downtown Bentonville area.
That's Dana Schlagenhaft with Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. She says the organization held a similar but smaller event back in November as a test run and gave away $9,000 worth in downtown dollars. This time, the total went up to $13,000.
And that is money that goes directly into our local economy.
So technically, the downtown dollars, as they're called, are like $10 coupons donated by the Walmart Museum and First Security Bank. Families register online for the cash and get $30 worth of vouchers to spend over this one weekend. The only restrictions for registering are that you must be 18 years or older, you can't spend the downtown dollars on alcohol, and you can't make change with your vouchers. Rachel Stuckey-Slayton is the co-owner of Two Friends Books just off the square in downtown Bentonville. She was fielding customers and making coffee orders during the Shop the Block event this past Saturday.
Then they come in and let's say they want to buy a book that costs $16. They can either give us two vouchers and we would take that, but they wouldn't get change, or they could give us one voucher and then pay us $6 in cash. And then at the end of the weekend, we'll take all the vouchers to DBI and they will, you know, give us cash in return.
Yeah.
Or reimburse us somehow.
And she says being involved with events like this one helped drive more customers to her store and gives them some much-needed exposure.
I mean, you give people free money to go shopping and it definitely helps us. So, we've had a great turnout with the Shop the Block. People coming in with their vouchers and shopping with us. So, yeah, it's definitely been a boon this weekend.
Schlagenhaft says the idea is that giving people an incentive, like some free money, to spend at their choice of participating shops or restaurants will get people downtown and eventually to spend more money at multiple locations once they're there.
But this allows us to give people $30 with the hopes that they're going to spend $90. So you're hoping someone that had their eyes on a pair of jeans at one of our retailers downtown may use this, but add on top of it. And so it's really a way to create a catalyst downtown for even more people to come downtown and spend more money and really support these businesses that, you know, it's a tough time of year to be a retailer anyway. And then on top of that, dealing with all of the stuff that's happened with the pandemic, this is just our way to step in and try to show some love and support, but also encourage people to come downtown and you know, make their selections and go out to eat and grab that pair of jeans and support our community this way.
James Hayes is an artist with Art on the Square in Bentonville. His building is where people picked up their downtown dollars on Friday. He says the turnout is the best he's seen in months.
And of course I told them they could spend their dollars right here at Art on the Square, and people did. They bought glass and they also bought art. And this is the most people I've ever seen down here at one time. Even when the farmer's market's going on, this is probably the best Saturday I've seen in 4 months.
Schlagenhaft says the vouchers sold out almost immediately once they went live last week, with people even registering from out of state.
We do ask for your address, but at this time, we're not limiting it. To be honest, we got someone registering from Tennessee. So if they want to come all the way from Tennessee to come shop our businesses and eat at our restaurants, then we're all for it.
While there is not another Shop the Block event scheduled yet, Schlegenhaft says the enthusiasm from customers and businesses could help the event continue well after the pandemic.
I can't say anything official, but I personally would love to see this as a annual or even, you know, something we do two or three times a year event. It's really fun. I just think there's something really fun about handing out downtown dollars and seeing people apply them to the places that they love here in downtown Bentonville.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.